I just squandered a great opportunity to separate myself and put the team in a bad situation. So no excuse for that. Poor quarterbacking play.
Some strong words there from Mark Sanchez talking about the quarterback position. A tough way to end that second half. Two fumbles in a row. Really felt like he lost an opportunity.
Yeah, and one of the things that Gary Kubiak has always mentioned when talking about his quarterbacks is he loves quarterbacks that don't turn over the ball. And I mean, that's obvious to say, but it's been a hallmark of his offense and his time with the Broncos. And so I definitely see why Mark is upset. But on the flip side, Mark also said there's a lot of good to take away. They had good drives with Jordan Taylor and Jordan Norwood, and Virgil Green. And I think that there are some positives to build on. But yeah, it's frustrating when you're in a playoff or you're in a playoff for that quarterback role, and then you don't perform how you want to.
On the flip side to that, Trevor Siemian came out here that first drive, led the team all the way down the field, scored the touchdown, but he did have that pick six too.
That's why I think the quarterback competition, it's not over. I think Mark Sanchez, as we just saw, visibly frustrated, but I also think that Trevor Siemian did some good things, but maybe didn't do enough to maybe separate himself as the guy. I think that turnover really kind of left a sour taste in his mouth and in the mouths of some on the coaching staff. So I think that even though there were some good from Siemian and some good from Sanchez, they both had their bad moments, and I think it evened out.
I just can't turn the ball over. Just made a bad decision. Guy played flat and want that one back. But I think there's some things to take away, some positives. Just can't turn the ball over.
Paxton Lynch then came in, scored two touchdowns, his first career touchdown, a pass there to John Phillips, the tight end. And then when he was asked about whether or not he's still in the running, he had some interesting words to say too.
I mean, I've always believed I was, no matter what the situation was, like I said from day one, I'm confident that I have an opportunity to make the best of this opportunity, and that's what I've been doing. But those guys have been playing well too in front of me, so we're going to keep going, and I'm going to keep doing what I've been doing.
Interesting thoughts there that he thinks that he's still in the mix for that starting spot. He had the two touchdowns, but also had that late pick when they were potentially trying to tie the game or go ahead.
Yeah, like we said, all three quarterbacks did some good and did some bad. I thought Paxton, had some good moments, escaping the pocket, throwing on the run, picking up yards with his legs. I thought all of those things were great by him, but he did take some untimely sacks. The interception on that late fourth quarter drive obviously killed any momentum that the Broncos would have had to come back in the last minute of the game. So some tough moments from Paxton, but you got to have that mentality that you can be that guy. Otherwise, what are you doing out there, right? I mean, it's one of those situations. So I definitely think that his mind is where it needs to be.
Well, now the question is, what is next for the Broncos? Head coach Gary Kubiak has a big decision on his hands, because we'll be right back here in 1 week. For Matt Boyer, I'm Phil Milani for Broncos TV.